Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi, everybody.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Demon.
And least, but certainly last as well.
I mean, yeah. All right. So
it was a little backwards, but I'll forgive you.
I'm dyslexic.
I don't care.
So, what's our question of the day gonna be?
Oh, son of a bitch!
Oh, favorite TV show.
We already kind of did that.
Haven't done that one. We've done movie.
We've done series.
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah.
But it was like, I think it was like movie series.
Well, so we're only gonna do one a session.
I did not ever say that.
It was worth a shot.
Okay. I like the favorite TV series because it's different. We did a movie series, but this is... Did we just do series last time?
Yeah.
You said movie series.
Okay, now I'm looking for your favorite, like, serialized TV show. Like, you know, it could be an anime, it could be, you know, a TV show that has more than five episodes in sequence that matter.
So, I already texted you mine, because last time you just said series, and someone, I think, said a TV show.
We did yours as a like a movie series, a She-Ra movie series.
Yeah. So, what's your TV series?
I remember I texted you about it, where it was a show about the Lost Boys from Neverland. It was a TV show that she watched with her brothers, and one of the boys looked like her brothers, and so she thought that was like the coolest thing, and she would always watch that.
This is the first time hearing of that.
So. Yep. I told you.
I don't remember that.
I sent it to you.
I might have been very tired when you.
I sent it to you. It's on Discord. I promise. Okay. I promise.
I believe you.
It went into that much depth where it was like two boys looked like both of her brothers, and so she was just
very interesting.
Yes.
Rob's next.
So. Damon really doesn't find TV too appealing. It's more of a waste of time for him. He could be spent studying.
Oh my god!
So he doesn't really watch too much TV.
Nerd! Weeb!
Sorry, I had to.
Woof.
Wow.
It makes sense.
It does make sense for the character.
I figured he'd say, like, Law and Order or some shit like that, because he watched it while he
studied. Grey's Anatomy, because you like to point out the inaccuracies.
That could be real.
Any doctor show.
Any criminal show, too.
Yeah. Ooh, he watches Scrubs for all the inaccuracies.
Every single inaccuracies. Out, like,
the x-ray was backwards from the very beginning.
That is supposed to look like.
Okay. Let's do Art next. Art, what's Samurai Crab's favorite TV show?
Samurai Ninja Pizza Cats.
No.
Ow.
Psychic damage.
Physical damage. I would go like Friday the 13th, the series, but I know you guys probably never remember that one.
Jason Voorhees.
No. Basically, it was Warehouse 13, but it was a curio shop that had enchanted items by demons and things like that.
Okay.
But, if you ever have a chance, it's actually really good.
Okay, I did not anticipate that. Is that Samurai Crab's favorite, or is that Art's
favorite? Well, that's my favorite, you know. Uh-huh. If I had to go with Samurai Crab, I guess.
Yeah. I like it, though.
Rune Soldier, which is an anime.
Okay.
Yay.
Have I not seen this? Is it dubbed or is it only subbed?
No, it's dubbed.
It.
How have I not seen this? Maybe I have.
It's about a mage who joins an adventuring group.
Oh, okay. It's older.
It's older, yeah. It's early 2000s when it was dubbed.
Four.
As a perspective, that's the same time Full Metal Alchemist was aired. The original.
We don't talk about that one.
And pretty much the main character, although he's a mage, he likes to hit things. So in the very first episode, he broke his little wand by hitting a goblin with it.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
A wizard after my own heart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's...
I was going to say, is that a euphemism?
I will.
A little wand?
Oof. Okay, where do I find to watch this?
That's when he gets hitting on a goblin.
Wow, there's not a good place to watch that. I'm going to have to figure that out.
Wait, wait, wait till next week. Or next time we get together.
You have the
I have DVDs? The whole.
Okay, cool. All right, I got an easy one.
I will have to make sure I can find them. Yeah.
Cool. All right, and last but not least, we got Blastar / Mike.
Yep. Well, during the process of recording these, we've discovered that Rico, much like myself, is a horrible weeb.
Weeb!
Yeah. Thank you.
As you blow out the fucking microphone.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that loud. I mean...
Mike's was louder.
I think mine was louder.
It was.
Yeah. In any case, I'm running through all the anime that I am aware of, and all I can think of is Fire Force.
I haven't watched it, but
I haven't either, but it seems appropriate.
Okay, cool.
Should be George's favorite.
I mean, it is now.
Cool. I'll take it. Let's jump into it. Recap's pretty simple. They went into two rooms. They fought two assassins and a mage who were pitifully easy.
That didn't even take a full round.
Yeah, and then they fought the Yetis, which kicked... Well, the Yetis did better than the mages, but not by a lot.
I mean, yes and no, because I took more damage from the assassin than I did from the Yetis.
But you're the only one that took damage from the assassin.
True.
All right. So, they have the last room, which is the shield room.
And what's the title of this room?
Oh,
you've been giving us names, so...
Oh, occasionally.
It was a detonation station.
Oh, wonderful.
What was the
just up your alley.
What was time and ice?
Yeah. Time was echoes of the past.
Cold something. For
cold
the,
snap.
I'll find it. Hold on, I can pull it up. My encounters.
So it's more like a blast shield.
All right, so we've got Abyssal Flame, Biting Cold, Charged Up, Detonation Station, and Echoes of the Past. Because they had archaic weapons, and they were dressed up like...
See, I thought they'd be Echoes of our past, which is why I was worried going in there.
Imagine fighting five clones of us.
I also need initiatives real quick. We'll just do that for right roll, just so we have it for when we get into the fight.
I rolled it.
And what is it?
19 plus 2.
21. Damo?
7.
Total?
Yep.
Listen. For the love of God, don't roll a 1 and a 2 again. Both ones. Imagine.
Hey, but it's not a 1 or a 2 then.
It's a 1 and a 3.
It's better.
It's better. You know what is better? It's 10. Total. 11. Minus 1 is 10.
What was the other day?
Hey.
It was a 4.
You beat me.
I'm glad. You know what? There you go.
Some red crab.
15 plus 7 for 22.
Fucker.
He's feeling 22. All right.
Imagine if one day.
So, are we short resting before this fight?
I
would say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Use your hit dice, people.
I did.
So, wait, I did that one where it was I got back to two first levels, right?
Mm hmm.
Correct.
Could I just do that again, or
No, that's when you got that.
Okay. So I do not roll.
You can roll hit dice
if you need hit points. Are you hurt?
Yeah.
Roll a hit die or two, yeah. Don't forget to add D10. No, it's D10.
Oh, sorry.
And you add your con bonus of 3.
20.
So a 9 plus 3 is 12.
How many hit points do you down?
I don't know. We'll find out.
And then...
I'm back up to full.
All right, you're done then.
One hit. Then everyone roll a d6. Add 9.
With a temporary, I'm over my hit maximum.
You should just get to maximum. It's always worth it.
I hate the short rest because then I lose all my...
Except I'm out.
I had that one ball room that I really fucking messed up with.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Lightning, time, cold... They all kind of fucked me.
Don't worry, I've saved all my spell slots for this fight.
I give psychic resistance to telepathy.
You know what? No, time didn't really.
So you're gonna be resistant to everything then?
No,
you'd need to pick up light then.
In any case,
anywho's.
You have that though.
Okay, we didn't fight anything with psychic damage, so it don't matter.
Not yet, but it might.
You walk into the room, and it is very... let me find a description of these things, and then I can get
I swear if you say cold, I'm throwing the big one at you.
All right, that's it.
Cold again.
Actually, as you walk in, the room, it's unseasonably warm, but, like, only it's like, 80 degrees, it's, like, 85 degrees, and it's, like, it's mildly summerish. And, there are purple mists rolling through the area.
Poorly.
You can roll Arcana or History. Actually,
both?
I don't really know what History would help you with. It has to be Arcana.
Please?
If you want to roll, if you want to roll History, you can. It'll give you something different.
Okay.
Total of a 24.
Oh, for Arcana? God.
Arcana.
I don't even
know. I rolled a 10.
Can I get half proficiency in Arcana?
Why?
Gwen.
No, but you eventually pick up actual proficiency if you're together long enough.
Cool.
250 down in 10 days.
Okay.
Natural 20, baby.
Did you really? Okay.
I rolled a 5.
With 5.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
So 25. So
you beat me.
Yes.
But it was Arcana. It was hers is History.
History, right. So we stack.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll do Arcana first. These mists are actually psychic waves. Oh. You can roll power for your telepathy's power set if you'd like. Mike.
All right. Now I have expertise in power. Boom. I don't get that
They're separate. Yep.
All right. So, plus 9, because it's 5
proficiency.
Proficiency. So, 14. I rolled another 5.
You can hear 2 things talking.
Okay. Can I make out any of it, or...?
It's in a language you have never heard. What languages do you... You speak all Earth languages, right? There's no funky ones?
I mean, it's just normal languages. I mean, I've got 3.
You don't have, like, Draconic or deep speech, you know, like something like...
No, but telepathy...
Oh, you ignore it. Okay, you hear saying...
As long as I speak a language.
You hear, I hope this next group is more of a challenge than the last one. They were really tasty.
Oh.
Well, that's unsettling.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Does the monster begin with an I?
Not even close.
Okay.
B?
My guess
in
was...
In any case, I'll relay that to them.
But yeah, and then you hear it and say, okay, I'm going to go to the left, you go to the right, okay?
Thing a pincer maneuver, apparently.
Do you even know what that is?
When you attack something from 2 sides.
All right.
Hey, I work with El Combustion.
So you hear
regularly.
He is not the definition of strategy.
No, he is not. But people work around him.
So,
he's also not the definition of stealth either. To be fair,
unlike the other rooms, as soon as you cross the threshold, you hear a click, and then the door behind you shuts.
So technically, well, we don't have that roll. Then I plan to use it right before we set in the center square. Yeah. My sanctuary is not up.
No temp HPs.
Aww.
I rolled a 6 for mine.
Wah, wah, wah.
Bastard.
Nah, these are much smarter than the other thing. I'm sorry, they're not smart. They're not smart, they're wise.
Hey, hey!
Are they stronger?
Low intelligence save.
Polly?
What?
Are they stronger than what we've had? Okay.
All right.
You could have said that.
You don't know what they are. You haven't seen them.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have vision out to 10 feet. Anything farther than that is impossible.
What's blocking our vision?
Except Rico. You can see this whole room. It's the normal 60-foot room you're used to. There are 2 odd-looking cat things, which I will give you an image of.
Cats.
You're not going to tell us what Arcana or History.
Oh.
I rolled a natural 20. Oh, correct. I'm getting nothing out of this?
Sorry, I should...
My God, this is stupid! All right,
so, okay. So, with the Arcana, you know that these waves are thoughts. And they are obviously... They've been here so long that they are actually brought to form. you know that someone with powers like Blastar could probably tap into them. Which he did. That's how he told you there's two things. With a natural 20 on your history, mm-hmm. this has happened before.
Mm.
But it was in a myth.
Mm. Ooh.
This happened in the mythical location of Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
It was these creatures that look like cats, and they have an eyeball on their tail.
Okay.
And they were particularly vicious fighters, and it took the entire round table to take down one.
And we assume that there's two?
Correct.
Oh, no.
Hey, Paul? Okay.
Well, thank fuck.
but I'm going to show a picture to Mike.
Ew.
So you see.
All right.
I'll show everyone else the table, too.
Oh, okay.
It's a cat with an eyeball on its tail.
Yeah, literally a cat with an eyeball on its tail. It's red and it's blue, mostly blue on the bottom, red on the top, and an eyeball on top.
For thematic purposes, Ellie has joined us.
Oh. Is she really?
No.
Where is she?
There it is.
Where is it? Where is it?
No, I love
Dylan, or Samurai Crab, it is your turn. The combat has begun, even if you don't know it.
I will give as best I can directions and where these things are.
So you didn't explain. What is blocking our line of sight?
The purple mist.
Purple mist.
It thickened as it got into this chamber.
As the door slammed shut, it filled up.
Is there like an effect Correct. Coming off of the purple mist? Or is it just purple?
It's just purple.
Okay.
Right, we did short rest and I do get spell slots back.
Didn't you already take
a spell slot?
I have the same ability as she does, so.
It's a third level spell.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I didn't get that.
It is three levels of spell.
Yep.
Probably I'm just should.
Clarifying the exact definition.
Did you end up using your Pearl of Power yet?
Mm-mm.
She's got three levels of spell there, too.
I get only two levels.
I wanted to.
As does she.
Wait. Is this the last room?
Yes.
I mean,
technically,
might need to use it here.
We need to go back and fight in the fire room again.
Okay. But
depends.
With my history, I'm probably more inclined to use it in here than elsewhere.
Smite hard.
Smite hard. Them. Gotcha.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to go slowly into the mist. Yeah.
Mist.
Okay, Tyson. What's your movement speed after being next to Bright Force? 50?
Yeah.
You can half move and get to them.
Okay.
I'm assuming we'll call it difficult terrain, theoretically, but you can get to him just fine. You are in front of a very mean-looking cat that is glaring at you, and then you see it smile.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't fade away when it smiles, I'll be happy.
God. Oh, God. You could go this way.
Yeah, just
now we look for the caterpillar.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to try to take some swings at it.
You don't want to try to poke it inside?
12 hit?
Oh, no.
17 hit?
Yes.
No
resistance to cold.
Hmm? No resistance?
Yeah, no. Yep. Not to any of your abilities.
Yep. All right. So the Wakizashi? Is going to have 14 seconds of the swings.
That die has been punished.
It was a 2.
Aww.
And a 3 the last time.
Oof.
Oof.
I'm sorry.
Another 17 for 11 more.
Same Wakizashi?
Yep.
Man, you and that katana do not get along. You're going to need to do like some, you know, some praying. To
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, Kami, why do you have forsaken me? This bloody damn sword.
Well, you know, in history, the shorter sword was usually a more deadly one. People watch out for the big sword. Yep. The smaller
swords are the ones that get them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More control.
Alrighty, that was...
learned that from Bleach.
I believe it. Alright, Blastar, you can see the whole room.
I can see... Okay, are they within range of each other?
Yeah. Not even close. They are 40 feet apart. Almost exactly.
One second here.
I'm sorry. They're on the opposite edges of the room. They are 60 feet up. They are 50 feet apart. They are large, but
you had to say that, huh?
They are not fireball or thunderballable. I made sure of it.
Damn it. I mean, that would have been great. Okay.
I'm oblivious, not dumb.
I'm forgetful, not dumb.
Yeah.
That's my life.
I mean, real. Oblivious and dumb, not dumb, are also pretty accurate. You're not, you can be a little bit oblivious, but you're not dumb.
That is accurate.
Okay, and that wouldn't do each other, so why would I do that? Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, sorry about that.
I am going to move up to within 20 feet of one of them and cherry bomb.
Okay.
Cherry bomb.
And here I thought I'd get away without having to hear it again.
You know what? Honestly, it's all Paul's fault because every time you say it, he says it and I beat him to it. So I am accomplished.
This one. I'm looking for the pretty dice. Hopefully they do better. All right, so he needs to make a con save for half.
Fourteen does not make it.
No, it does not. All right, so 32 thunder damage.
It takes 16, and you need to make a dex save. A
what?
Is it the same one as the one that was... Are you taking the same one as the other one?
Sure, the same one.
Okay. Make a dex save.
Focus fire. Why?
You see its tail light up.
Targeting with magic?
Specifically the tail and not the eye?
Correct. The eye on the tail lights up.
Oh, okay.
All right.
DC total 16.
Does not make it. 4 plus 6 for 10.
You will take the other half of that damage as psychic. So you will take 16, so 8.
Really?
Yeah. These things are so cool.
I don't.
I'll tell you what they're called after the fight.
I don't like that Paul keeps laughing. They're very cool. I don't know how I feel.
So it didn't take any when he slashed it. It just took
spell
damage. No, it didn't do that relay bullshit.
Only when it was an actual, effectively a spell. That's like a cantrip.
Not a spell.
There's power of magic transparency, just like there is with psionic abilities in that in third edition. I'm not fucking playing that game.
Okay.
You can counterspell power, yes.
Remember you said that.
I've been clear the whole time. I changed my mind one time and then I stuck with it because I was like, that was dumb to say it when they weren't transparent.
Okay.
Okay. That was Blastar. Any bonus action you want to do? Or move? You already moved.
Careful hitting them with spells, it relays.
Luna.
Okay. So.
Bright Force.
Bright Force. Okay. I am going to do... Do I see one in front of me or no?
No. But Rico can guide you to whichever one you want to go to.
Can you guide me to the one that you fit?
Yeah.
Okay. So do I roll with just regular, straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Hidden away. It was a 12 plus 10 is 22.
Hits.
Fantastic. I am going to do 40. And I'm thinking...
Thought to myself, self.
You know what? We're going to do it. You know what? No, we're going to test. We're going to do a little test. We're going to do a level 1 smite.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
Don't bother rolling the damage for the smite. They're immune to radiant damage.
That's going to suck.
All right.
As we all...
That's why I said... Because
they're higher mana, they're also immune to necrotic damage.
Okay. I got non-radiant attacks.
Did I have to roll a bunch of threes?
Did I have to roll threes?
Oh! 12 plus 6 is... 18. 18 damage. I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I'm going to do it and not use... Obviously not use...
Smite.
Because that would be dumb. 8 plus 10 is 18.
Hits.
Okay, fantastic. Don't roll fucking... And don't roll just ones, and don't roll just twos. Four, fives, and sixes, please. No ones, no twos, no threes.
No, ones and twos you can re-roll.
See? Oh, thank you. Three sixes and a three.
So that three 29. Is getting replaced, right? It didn't listen.
It did not listen.
27 total?
And then plus six, yeah.
Okay, that one growls at you.
Good.
It just so happens to be its turn now.
Uh-oh.
All right. Its fellow pads over.
Its fellow pads over. Mm-hmm.
Does not pass within 5 feet of you because it knows where you are, Rico. And goes in to attack alongside its ally. Here are... it's first going to Mind Bolt Rico on the way by. So I need to roll it to hit. 26 to hit.
Yeah.
Psychic damage, so you got resistance.
Doesn't mean you can still pile it on.
Oh, it's not that good.
For you or for me?
22 psychic, so 11.
Then half down to 6, Mike.
No.
Yay! I like this plan.
All right, and here is... It is D6s.
I get the shield reference now, but I still don't quite understand the thing. Why they don't even have a wizard. Still working on that one.
Alright. The comment from the sage. I don't know if they could do it without a wizard. Or something along those lines.
Yeah. They don't have a wizard. This will be interesting.
I got a 25 to hit you.
Yeah.
You can shield.
I'm sorry, not you. Me, Natalie.
You said what? How much?
25
to hit.
I'm sorry. First, I need to roll a strength save for me.
Alright,
I think you're good at that. Pounced
on. I think she'll make it. It's only DC 17.
Only a DC.
Only.
She's plus 8. Plus, she's proficient. So plus. What's your
11?
It is plus. Oh, it was 4.
Adds 14.
So 14 plus 8.
Oh yeah, you make it. Yeah. So you're not prone. So this is does it 25 hit you?
Yes, Paul.
Alright, so that is...
Why didn't you just cast shield?
She's the only one in the party who can't do it.
I would if I had one!
12 damage?
Yeah.
Alright, second claw. Misses horribly.
Thank God.
This is the one that's going to bite you.
Who?
You. Okay. Bright Force, because you're the only one who hit it. Or, oh, shit. Oh, I got another die. Okay, I was like, shit, I rolled a 2. Does a 21 hit you?
No.
No?
No.
She's the only 22 in the party.
22 AC.
Saved you from 24 damage. Alright. That's a horrific miss. That's a miss. Sad.
How many attacks?
They get 3 attacks each.
3 attacks each?
Yeah, and I missed again.
Thank God!
My dice have been beneficial to you all night, everybody. Son of a bitch. Alright, that's both my cats. Damon.
I will head in the general direction I saw the party go.
You find them.
I cast my sanctuary.
Yay.
What's your action?
Bonus action. 4th level spiritual weapon.
I brought up my beat stick.
And guess what? I get an attack with it.
Which one? When it's bleeding?
Yeah. 27 will hit?
Yes.
The damage on the
2d8.
2d8? Plus 6, and it's force.
Yep. Is this the injured one or the uninjured one?
The bloodied one.
Okay.
So 8 force... Plus 6 is 14 force.
It'll take 7.
Half from force?
All spell damage.
This is a attack.
It is a spell that is dealing the damage. They're mage killers. That's what they're that's what they exist for. Seminar Crab.
I'm gonna
bust out your beat stick for this one.
I'm gonna try.
And I gain 10 temporary hit points.
Very nice.
17 hits, right?
It does.
All right. So they both hit this time.
Pause, I go, no.
So 20 from the katana and 14.
Okay.
See?
He showed up. You might kill it this turn if you keep up like that. Maybe.
I don't like that one. Yeah.
I don't know why. I just imagine.
It's a 1.
We'll resolve that after the katana.
No, the katana is the one.
Well, then roll to see how bad it is. Roll another d20. Is it a one?
Yeah.
I use my crit resist to undo this.
Oh, no.
I mean, that'd be one way to deal with it.
So you just take max damage to yourself. It is not max crit damage to yourself. No, yeah.
You crit.
So I take 25. I got one more of those left for the day.
Oh, you're resistant to cold.
Oh, that's right. So
19.
Yeah.
It's 2d6 of cold and 1d8.
1d8, right.
Plus your plus... Set 5.
Plus 5.
So if she's 13 plus, you should take 19? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 19's right.
Mm-hmm. And your Wakizashi? How'd it do?
I hit with that one.
Okay. What
did you hit yourself with that one?
No, I did not.
Okay.
11.
You only said you hit. You didn't specify what.
Yeah, it's hurt pretty bad. Blastar?
I'm going to regret this. I'm going to move up and I'm going to punch it.
Okay.
Hey, I can't really hit it with spells. I'm not going to do shit without doing it back to me. So...
I'm going to punch it. Oh, no. I have...
All right, so that is a... Needs to work. 21 to hit.
Yeah, it is.
You fucking suck. 3 thunder damage.
Takes it.
This is two-handed.
Hammer blow!
The best I can do.
Well, love it.
All right, that was Blastar. Luna, end this thing.
Thank God. Okay. 8 plus 10 is... Yeah.
Theoretically, she could kill it with this one. I don't... Not like...
Well...
It has 30 HP.
22. One more.
Ow.
Nelly, don't smite.
Really?
Are you guys roll for your temp?
14 plus 10 is 24.
Oh, no, it did not.
Roll well and you don't no death lunge on you.
Thank goodness.
This is 10. The one thing I love about the Twilight Cleric.
The one thing? There's like 18 things to love
about the Twilight. This is the one thing I like
25?
The most.
25?
Hits. Oh, damage?
Yeah, we know that one. It's very dead. And you hear... Rico hears, or Blastar hears... You killed my brother! He was a day and a half old! Or, he was 3 days old!
Really? They just ate somebody.
Yeah, the other
two they days hatched. Ago. They hatched when the doors opened. Ding, ding,
ding. Good job.
Well, I'm not telling Luna that one.
Okay.
she doesn't need to know she killed a three-day-old cat thing.
No.
All right. I will project in, to it. You're next.
Wait, you can talk to me? Hold on.
Yes.
It sits down.
Are you fucking...
All right.
Why did you kill my brother?
Oh.
Well, that was the test, right?
You were attacking us?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were put in here to... We were sent in here to solve the test, and the combat has been everything so far.
Did you try talking to anything?
We haven't really had a chance to. They attack first, usually.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just a...
I'm sorry about your brother.
Can you bring him back? He's not really dead, he's just on the ground. You notice he didn't poof.
Okay. Damon?
Yes?
Could you or Luna put, give that downed one some help? They don't seem aggressive. This is confusing for me. I'm talking with him.
Healing word, male, level right? 1.
I was thinking 1 hit point of lay on hands.
I don't have that.
He's not like, dead. He's just unconscious.
But I got him.
I know.
Yay me.
Yay you.
Yay you.
Yeah. You want me to bring him back?
Yes, and I'm thinking they won't be aggressive. And I'm looking at this.
The other one is glaring daggers at Luna.
Oh!
Like it would do much to benefit us if you were to bring him back.
Okay.
Because I think they might forgive you for that. And I'm trying to talk with this.
It nods.
I do that.
Okay.
I do it.
The other one gets up and is like growling, and then it hears it. You hear them talk, and they're like, "It." When I asked him to kill you, he did. We should just go sit in the corner. Right, should we open the other door? I mean, Yeah, they got it right. Oh man. Oh, they killed the Yetis first, right? Those guys are assholes.
We did. We took care of the Yetis. We took care of the spectral mage and assassins before that.
Oh yeah, those guys were. You notice the one who's talking is obviously much more intelligent than the one who died and who went down. Sats, and then they say, hold on a second, and he takes a really deep breath, and he sucks all the mists in except for a little bit around you, so you can still understand him.
Oh, cool. And
his tail's glowing like a bright purple. He says, I can only hold that for a while, but...
Okay.
Now that I can see, is there any additional markings around the room? Is there, like, the giant center mark that we're supposed to stand
in? Yeah, there are...
There is, but it's as big as the room. As soon as we enter, it closed.
So...
No,
they triggered it.
They're not... We still have to trigger the room. The four of us have to stand in the center.
Do you remember what the group was that went in before you?
The Crusaders.
Yeah. There are the bodies of four people in the center.
Ah.
So they didn't actually eat them.
And you notice that all of them do not look like they looked like when they went in. You look at them and they are all well-known cowls.
Well, that's
disgusting. Yes, they ate them because they ate their psychic.
Correct.
They left the bodies.
They ate the psyche.
So
we got psychic Rico surgery.
Pulls out his phone and like click.
Do you have the list? Do you have the list of the four from click Cape Crusaders? I can give you the real names.
You did not give us any of them before. So
pull up a list of cowls real quick. Because I didn't have names for the it is four well known cowls. They are all known. They are all wanted for a dozen really nasty crimes apiece.
Okay.
Yeah, your phone gets no signal, but you have the downloaded app.
Yeah, but I can also take pictures of them for later, which is what I'm doing.
Yeah, but as you do, you do get some facial rec of all known cowls are downloaded to your phone. And
oh, that's nice.
They're all, like, slammed with, like, 150-year sentence, two life sentences. These are bad guys, and you check their bags, they're kind of spilling out, and there are their suits for the Cape Crusade.
I see. Should we bring them with so we can turn them in? should we help bring them out of this place? Are we coming back out the same way we came?
I don't know that we're coming out the same way we came in. Yeah. Why don't we ask our new friends?
True.
Anything you leave in the sender room will appear with you when you leave, if you make it.
Ah, good. Oh. Okay. We'll drag them to...
Do you need the physical bodies here, or can we take those with us?
I don't think we're going to have anybody else come through if you guys win. I hope you do. We don't like attacking, but people keep trying to kill us, and most people don't understand when we talk mentally. They've patched into your mind net.
Okay.
That's why they're talking to all of
you. Yeah, that's why I haven't spoken to them at all.
That's how he... They're...
Luna grabs Rico and she... The one that I killed sounds like a child. Did I kill a baby? Did I kill a baby cat?
I'm going to use my psychic surgery.
Did I kill a baby cat?
No, you did not kill it. You just wounded it. And then you helped it get better.
Okay.
He says, it's okay. If I had a chance, I would have gutted you.
Yeah, respect. And then we do a head nod. Like that head, like...
Head bump?
Yes.
He's stronger than you. He pushes you over. Also, he's 10 foot tall!
Fine!
Hey, Paul, he also only has one hit point.
He is the size of a horse.
Yeah.
They're like the size of lions. They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Paul. Head bonk.
One hit point versus Paladin. Headbutt.
And you do get a vaguely malevolent vibe off of them, but they obviously know that you could kill them, and they don't want to die. So they'll do whatever you ask, smart. Basically. One of them ish. The other
one is. They have self-preservation.
The other is dumb as bricks.
One has a 6 intelligence, one has a 14 intelligence.
There we go.
It's a modification to the... These are Aeorian absorbers. Hmm. They absorb damage spells and zip it back. So we fireball the room, and they get their shit kicked in as it comes back.
Yeah.
Most mages can't take that. You know?
I'm lucky I'm tough.
They say, so, well, you're free to go. Did you found the you figured the puzzle out, right?
Yeah, the order to the five rooms.
Good deal.
Fire, lightning, time, ice, then shield, then back to fire.
Is there any other?
Oh, and that one goes. Darn! I didn't think you'd need the last, but I was gonna tell you. I'm sorry.
There's nothing else. No other puzzle.
Oh no, there is, but not here. Oh,
what it? What is the next puzzle?
Oh, we're not allowed to leave.
Okay, worth a shot.
As soon as the forge is done on this in this place, we go to sleep and then we wake up again.
So, I see
there's more of us, but we're the ones who got.
I see the rune in the center. Is it technically triggered because we haven't heard the done sound yet?
Oh, you hear it yowl and then it goes ding. You hear the ding.
Wow.
Essentially, that was a surrender.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, is there anything else you need from us, or can we go lick our wounds, or can I go lick his wounds?
I think that's all that we need. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry for the misunderstanding.
I'm sorry. Question. I'm sorry.
Do you know if when we re-enter the fire room, will there be another combat there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Like I said, not allowed to leave this room.
But you did know that we had to go back to the fire, so that's why I asked.
Oh yeah, we absorb the thoughts of anyone who comes in. So man, the guys in the middle—they're all. It was two guys and a girl. They're all terrible people.
Yes, yes, they were.
Yes.
Anyone have anything tasty? Does anyone have a tasty memory? I have information about those people. If I can get a tasty memory.
Do we still have any of those crystals?
Yes, I do. Small one each?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be...
It's your crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Worth bank.
Huh?
They're worth bank.
I'll give each of them one of the small memory crystals.
The cat's eyes go huge. That's a whole person.
Yeah.
No, that's a lot of people.
It's a small one. The small crystals, they were like...
One or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 1-2 whole people. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I'll give one to each of them.
The little one the dumb one goes, I get one. And grabs it with his paws and goes, and then scurries to the other room. Tell them what they want to know. No.
I mean, I know they're monsters, but that's fucking adorable.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe these aren't neutral. Maybe this is just true neutral. They're not real bastards. They're just
they do what they're told. Things.
Sue says, okay, I won't eat it yet. And he puts it on he says, okay. They kept saying how Cape Crusader was going to become Cowl's Inc.
Hmm.
And how they were going to take control of the entire city. I don't know what that means. Does that make anything sense to you?
It makes a bit of sense to us.
And they said how they had to make sure that they did that. The new guy didn't catch on because the boss had plans for him because they knew he was a spy.
Ah, okay. Definitely hope we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Question. You said there's three bodies, but
four.
There's
or four. Four.
You said two guys and a girl.
Three guys and a girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she's the worst of the boss. She was the daughter of the boss, apparently. And ooh. She forced them in, and she has some kind of mind-controlling powers. I stopped that, but they all came in of their own free will. She kept thinking about how her thralls were going to take control of City Hall. But
I don't think they will now.
That probably broke.
Yeah.
I did eat that connection. It was quite tasty. Something about a zoning commission?
Hmm.
Yeah.
And the other one was the mayor's aide.
All right.
You're writing this all down.
I'm rapidly writing things down, yes.
Natalie, where's your notes?
The big one was talking about he was talking about something called a bomb.
Okay. He mentioned where or?
Something about the tunnels.
Oh. Okay.
And how they'll rue the day they ruined his view.
Hmm.
All right.
This requires map knowledge to understand where that is, but I think you can figure it out.
I have the urchin background.
Oh!
I have memorized maps.
They're talking about the arcology being in the way. Ah. There's large. There's probably a very large bomb underneath that, because you check that guy out, and it is. His name is Detonator. And his thing is he can turn anything up to the size of a large van into a solid block of explosives.
So kind of like me, but
only for building explosives. Yeah. But thing is, his yield goes up the bigger the thing is. And something the size of a pop can is like a grenade. And then it multiplies.
Yeah. Exponential growth.
That would level half the city if it went off.
Yeah, so I think we need to get them back into their other suits before we leave, so we don't cause a panic and set off anything undue.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, thank you for your information. This is very
helpful. Can I eat this now? I'm so hungry.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's, you can. Yours. Absolutely.
He licks it up and he goes, oh, this, oh, and then he just kind of passes out over the corner.
And we'll take them out to the middle.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll try. I'll just drag. I mean, I've got an 8 strength. I mean, yeah, like, she's got 20. She's got the two big guys.
Just and
I've
move.
Got
the, like, just
I've
move.
I've got the lady like.
Come on. I have at least a 10 strength.
Yeah. But we figure you got at least like the two big guys.
Yeah.
The thickness.
So I'm just dragging them behind me, and if I ran into a door, I'm like, oh, oops.
They're already dead.
Oh, no. Oops.
It doesn't. No, it wouldn't be. Yeah, if you'd gotten here faster, there's a chance one of them might have still been alive but totally brain dead. But
yeah,
there's not even that here.
Yeah,
no.
Especially since it was the last room we went.
We'll settle them in the middle room. Mm-hmm. Get them changed.
Actually, when you get in, they settle it into the floor. But you know, anything you brought to the middle will be deposited outside.
Right.
But you did change them first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I've said we take them to the middle and then change them.
Yeah, it's once you leave them alone.
Yeah.
They settle and go.
And then we go to the fire room.
Yep. You walk in and it is no longer fiery. It is a balmy 68 degrees. And you walk inside and there is a treasure chest that is slightly ajar.
Yeah.
That's that was a chest. Now it's a jar. Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving that in because everyone needs the psychic damage from that one.
All right.
So.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's basically to prove it's not a trap.
Still going to carefully, with
investigation.
With the barrel of the scatter blaster that I still have not used all but once, lift it open. Yeah.
It opens like it's a well-balanced door.
All right. So what's inside?
When I say chest, it's like the size of a Foot Locker.
Okay.
You open it up, and inside there are 4 items.
Okay.
There are 2 rings and 2 cloaks.
All right.
They're 2 rings of protection, 2 cloaks of protection.
I see.
I was going to say, doesn't have eyes, right?
No.
So. And no, the rings are there and glowy. Yeah. So it looks like it has eyes. Any case, all right, so. Very nice.
And there's also a...
Sorry, I know.
There are 2 potion vials, or 2, like, glass vials that look like nothing you've ever seen.
Detect magic?
They're magical.
That was the wrong name of the ability. 1 second.
I'm just going to... who can use a cloak as a ring?
I already have a cloak of protection, and my attunement slots are full.
Okay.
How many things do you need to attune to? 3?
3. Unless you're an artificer.
Now, you aren't actually attuned to your...
To the swords or the mantle?
The second sword.
The second sword. Okay. Because
right, that's just... It isn't a frost brand. It's just a... Wakizashi, it is magical because it takes on your effect.
I can take one of the items because I have 1 attunement left.
What do you have attuned?
Eradicator and the fairy totem.
Yep.
I have the bracers, the bloodwell vial, open spot.
So I don't have actually identify. If I
it's a second tier of intelligence.
Yes, but. Oh, I'm behind on intelligence.
Yeah.
I thought you made
it your primary.
It is.
See, so you have the second. You have rank.
Because two. When I swapped over.
Yeah, you have the risk rank too.
Then I have identify at will.
Oh, then yeah. The potions are. There is a potion of storm giant strength, and there is a potion of supreme healing.
Okay.
Storm giant strength sets your strength to 29. And Supreme Healing is 10d4 plus 20.
Yep, so currently you have the Cloak of Protection, the Quill of Power, and the Devotee Sensor.
I'm sorry, it would not be a cloak, because it would be something you could use. Each one is labeled for you.
Make it a plus one cloak? Or makes my cloak a plus one?
No, I would never do that. Ever. No, it's going to be something. It's going to be a Pearl of Power.
I still would have to attune to that. Or just upgrade something on me.
Okay, is your armor magical?
Technically, no.
There's gonna be a thin metallic paste that you would when you identify it. It is a tube of advanced nanogel, nanobots that will integrate with your suit and make it a plus one.
Okay,
which probably is more advanced than most things you've seen.
All right, very cool.
Everyone's AC went up by one.
Got it.
And saves one up by one for the rest of the, for half the table, plus one.
Got the rings. We've got the cloaks.
Cloak. It was a cloak for Luna. It was a ring for and a ring for the two guys.
You said AC up by one and then
saves up by one too. You just go to add cloak of protection. I'm
gonna do that. It'll automatically do that.
Yeah. Do you want me to just do it for you or?
I'd rather you show me.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Want to come over? I can do it now, or you can just know you have it.
But hey,
then it's whichever one you would prefer.
I mean, I've got a ring already, but
yeah. See, I had the mantle. I figured the mantle and the cloak would be the same.
Yeah, except that like for example, one is built into your armor, right?
Technically, yes.
Yeah. Anything you wear it integrates to your armor if it's like a thing like that. So you could have the cloak if you wanted it.
Okay. Ed,
I figured.
I figured a ring would be
exactly. Yeah, so it's whichever. If you prefer a cloak, it's a cloak. And honestly, it'd keep you warm, Weasel. Maybe it would be a cloak because it knows you're cold.
Who's Weasel?
Blastar.
All right, and then you said the short sword is just a magical sword, but with the...
Yeah.
With the...
Your
their power.
Like a cold, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I can close that. All right, All right, so... Cool. You've gotten through all but one of the combat encounters. That I had prepared. That's good. Excellent. So, you guys have the items. Essentially, everyone's AC went up by one, and three of you had your saves go up by one. But you already had, so shut up.
Could I get maybe a resistance to, like, fire?
No.
Or something less common, like poison?
Acid. Oh, wait.
I already have acid.
Yeah, so you have resistance to poison. I'll give you that. That's fine. Not immunity, but it's just...
Okay.
So someone with the poison power set still fucks your day up.
Sorry, I was busy. What was the potions were?
Storm Giant Strength and Supreme Healing.
I just imagined giving him a potion of Storm Giant Strength and his to hit and damage each go up by four for a minute or an hour.
Who, me?
Yeah. Fuck shit up.
All day, every day.
What about me?
You only swing twice. He swings four times.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that makes much more sense.
And if he hits, what is it, 11? 11, you get your extra swing.
Yeah. Six attacks.
Action surge. 6 more attacks.
Yeah.
Fuck somebody's goodness.
Haste attack.
Yeah.
Because well, that then. Was going to be one of my next actions. Was
the haste. All right. So, you guys, as you come back out of the fire chamber, there's nothing else comes up. It's just that was the bonus for figuring the correct path out. The other doors are gone, including the stairway up. And instead,
there's just a stairway down.
Instead, there is a single like spiral staircase leading downward
in the center of the room.
In the center of the room.
All right, so we're gonna take our long rest.
How much time do we have left?
We gotta head down the stairs because that's not the.
There's always a safe room. Yep. So
you go down to the bottom, and there is a safe room. It is there. There are four beds. There are four trunks you put stuff in. It's very Spartan, but it's. Serviceable area for four people to live in.
How much time is left on the clock?
On the clock, you have that long. You've got 16 hours.
So we can sleep.
Right.
Yep.
You may take a long rest.
And then I also get to pray for all my spells. If you went just 8 hours, I'd be fucked. Oh, God.
I don't like that he brought out something else.
In the audio medium, he has papers in hand.
So you all know at home.
I will attach what they're about to do to the... I'll attach both the puzzle and the key as separate documents to the show notes.
You're giving us a puzzle?
Yes.
To solve on an audio medium?
I am. But if you talk it through, it's interesting. I listened to one do one recently, or I wouldn't have done it. I'm going to add a comma to this.
Should have done that before you.
You got to read before you print, Polly.
No, I'm fine with it. Okay.
Oh, right. It's my job to proofread stuff, right?
Oh, my God. Is it shit on Polly?
Hey, you took a shit on me earlier.
You know, that's
this,
fair.
This is fair.
After the 16 hours elapse, everyone gets their time. They need to prepare things, whatever. There was a wall that sinks into the floor, and before you is a single golden door with burning letters in a pattern on them, and I will hand this out to the table. I'll describe it as you guys get to look. Here, take one and pass it.
Take one and pass it down.
All right, so it
is... No, you said to pass just one. You take all of them and you pass one.
No.
So it is a... you figure out it is a letter substitution cipher.
Okay.
And it is long, which
it is long.
People are like, that makes it harder. No, it makes it significantly easier. And how it's going to work is if you get it wrong, you're going to take a point of damage. But if you get it right, it'll lock in, it'll glow gold, and you'll know that it's correct.
Well, M, I can already tell you, is most likely an O due to the third line. Third from the end. I don't know of any other two-letter words that start with D other than do.
Hold on. Wait. Did it?
Can I see it? Oh, yeah, it did.
Wait, you said the third
line almost towards the end of the line.
It's backwards.
Third line almost towards the... You said M?
The M is...
Oh, so it'd be D-O for the translated. M is O.
Ah, okay.
So no,
that was
it's
thought that I had already as well.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's right because that's right. Yeah.
Yes, as you do that it glows golden. So
I mean, start with the stuff that's
start with the vowels and work your way around.
Yeah.
So M is O.
So wait. I'm really
the dark black M, the little M is every one of those should be an O.
Right. I just want to make sure that I'm so I go to O and so I would write an M.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it's different on mine because I was like, oh, that's not that right. Well, yes, it is. The before them, they see they were given the letters A, G, D, and V.
F is going to be T.
This is written.
There is an issue with this too. Oh no.
No, I did this. I checked this three or four times. Do you try F is T?
No, not yet. Let me finish filling in.
Okay, this is a good one to come at the end of a podcast because we can kind of talk over the highlights. Because I do want you to do a puzzle because I think it's fun for people. Who, you know, D&D is fun with puzzles. But it's also after a combat encounter and then it's a little bit of social, so it actually works out. So they figure out that, so...
Alright, so...
Actually, you can take a D6 if you get it wrong. Make it matter.
What if U is N? Because second line, A blank D.
U is N? Yeah, that would make sense. Where else is a U?
Who goes and marks it with their finger?
Is it all... Well, it's one way to find out if...
Yeah, you have to mark up and do it with your finger to make it to trigger.
No, we have not got anything wrong yet. I'm questioning...
Is it psychic damage?
It looks like it's force.
Fucker.
Yeah, there's one
you've never gotten it wrong, but essentially it's going to stab you.
Two more levels.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will go do that.
So second right. line.
So you have N as U?
Never mind.
Yes.
That is correct. So anywhere you see a U, you may replace it with N.
guess I might as well fill the extra copy for yourself, right?
No, I have an answer key.
You have
key.
The answer key. Can I second?
No.
Damn. It's worth a shot.
You know what? I'll move this down because I'm like.
I'm going to borrow this. So I have something. That's a harder surface that I can hide behind. There's lots of M's. It's a better place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, vowels are very.
Any other letters you want to guess, guys?
I'm going to talk this through. So.
I'm currently thinking that A is I.
I have a tendency to agree with you on that one. I was about to say that because so, of the oh go ahead.
The fourth word. The fourth line, the first word. I'm wondering if it's glad. I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm writing it down.
No, it can't be glad.
Not glad.
Because we already have G.
Oh shoot.
And okay. D.
Oh well, yeah, that's already no. filled in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. It's not glad.
Yeah, I can't be glad.
But yeah, I think A is going to be I, because that's got to be ing at the end of the Hang word.
On. Did you determine this one? Because I was saying N.
Oh.
Or U.
U. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I'm doing this. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yep.
I just thought.
Yep. No. Yeah. You're right.
So, I did it. So you go up and write in that.
Oh, hang on.
We haven't done that yet.
All right.
So this is because down here is the letters that it's.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So it's not.
You know what? I will take a stab at it.
Ouch.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. What do you try?
The symbol provided for A is RI.
You get stabbed for D6. Good catch. Take 5.
Call you in the morning.
So A is not I?
Correct.
So this can't be.
I'm trying to think of like what would be the key ones to get. I was pretty good at not giving anyone that was super like obvious.
Makes sense. I'm going to go and say that D is an E.
I was literally just about to say that. Yep.
Did you already done?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put that in.
That is correct. D is E.
I've got one.
All right, give me a second to write these in, and then so many fucking E's.
Truly.
I did. See, I'm trying to keep it to where it's the same as you guys's, so that I can be, you know, either helpful or hurtful. Good advice or bad advice. Okay. What's the one you think you have?
The letter Y is W.
W.
Did you write it in?
But yes.
That is correct.
I will need you to repeat that in a few moments.
Yeah, well, I agree.
We're still working on E. People.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm wondering if...
I got one now.
Y is W. There's a single one? Is that right? I only see one.
There's two at least.
There's one at the very end.
Ah, there it is. I was missing that.
And
one.
That gives me some more.
So
that gives me more.
Yep.
I'm really dumb.
So Mike,
why is W?
Why is W?
Why is W?
So the bottom section of
so
is
the
y.
bottom is W.
The bottom right, the very bottom right is W. The Y.
So it's basically
gotcha.
Ends in O W.
Yep.
Is there any other
N O W?
N O W.
Which would mean that. K is K.
K.
Unless you fucked up.
You write it in?
I mean, it seems obvious, but I'm going to hold back on that.
Okay.
I really want to say Z is R. Their Z is RR.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because look at the fourth line, last word. It would be never.
And that also means that S is L.
I will do that.
Which one?
Their Z is RR.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm literally missing.
And what? You had another one you wanted to try?
S is L.
That is. Do you try it?
Yep.
That is correct.
World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you also filling? Can I see yours?
I have the answer key.
Oh, you do have the answer key? Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, never mind.
Well, here, I can show you mine here as soon as I...
My goodness, Natalie.
You asked for puzzles, damn it.
No, I'm just being... I appreciate it. Okay, I figured it out. I'm good now.
We already decided that their U is RN? Those that said or no?
N is.
Yes.
N is.
Our N is
correct.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yes.
Right, I missed a spot when I was filling that out, yeah. So we did say KSK or no?
Not yet.
Okay. Hi. Thank you. I'm like copying off my.
Copying off your brother.
Yeah, pretty much. You forgot. Oh, never mind.
I may have missed stuff. If so, feel free to fix it.
Fair.
Okay, now that we have a lull, I'll put KSK.
Ding.
Okay.
It was another given that didn't wasn't marked.
I mean, there's only one K in the whole thing, right?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there's only one K at the very
end. There's a single K. It didn't really matter.
Yep.
I'm sorry, K was K?
Yeah. Yep. There's one. It's at the end.
Yeah.
It seemed obvious, but...
Yep, it is. To be clear, I used a generator for this, and I clicked it a bunch of times after I typed in the sentence, and this is the one that was the least bullshit.
Thank you. Oh, no, what did I knock over?
You lost your dice.
Behind again.
Mm. I already figured out L, unfortunately. So that's not war.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
We already figured out L, so that this word cannot be lore.
F is T.
Did you write it in?
Yes.
Ding.
I mean,
yeah, there's
two. It made sense. And I've got another one because of it.
Oh, T was a big one.
Yeah. Also, sticking with that, T is H.
Yep.
Ding. I assumed you wrote it in.
Yes.
That was.
I mean, the and together kind of gave it away.
Their I is RS because top right would be heroes.
Do you write it in?
One moment. I'm still finishing up here.
And by the way, there you can always guess early if you try and guess the whole thing, but you'll be punished for every square you get wrong. But there may be a benefit if you get it early without solving all the letters.
But technically, we would have solved all the letters.
Not if, without writing in the answer key. There's an answer key below it. And you're writing in the letter, and it's filling in the board in front of you. You know?
Blank.
Their key RF? Nope, never mind. Ignore me. Paul's like, Natalie!
Yeah, I will do the I is S. Their I is RS. Yes. So then again, if we didn't mark it, and we just mark it on our papers, that would kind of be more or less cheating, but...
Because you said it out loud, it was marked.
But no.
If everyone marks it as a constant, and then you do not get the benefit of it.
Stay the course.
R is Y.
Yeah, that's basically what I was saying. Stay the course.
Does somebody mark that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
R is
Y.
Their R is RY.
Correct.
There's a lot of Y.
Stay the course, young hero, and together, you.
Wait. Oh, no. What did I do?
Your R should be Y. The little black R above it, you should have Y.
In the boxes. The R, then Y.
Their A is RU.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna cheat off
Mike
real quick.
No, I can't. No, I'm fine. I'm gonna continue to struggle.
Well, their A is RU.
I'm just gonna set my thing down and hold their to A God.
Is RU.
You
yeah.
Guys yep. Got it.
All right, hang on. I think I got enough to.
You got a lot of letters left. If you do that, it'd be a good benefit.
All right, now, so I have the first basically two.
Because I have the next letter to say whenever.
Or you can try and solve.
Yeah. Young heroes and together you...
can save the world. Not sure about that.
What am I doing wrong? Please help me.
You missed a Y.
Oh, God.
Oh. I missed an M. Mm-hmm.
You didn't write it in. Oh, Natalie... You have it wrong.
Ah, of course I do. Why do you make it so confusing?
You had okay. W for Y, it should have been R.
Yeah. Okay. Uh huh.
Stay the course, young heroes, and together you can save the world. I'm not sure about that one. To do, but what's.
Just give me the thing and I.
There it is.
Lead to disaster, never forget you are more than you know. I'm just missing that last two letters. E and the C. S is. Failure to
failure to do so, yeah. So stay the course, young heroes, and together you can save the world. Failure to do so could lead to disaster. Never
forget.
Forget.
You are more than you know.
You are more than you know.
As you say that, the entire thing lights up golden, and before it goes to a silver, and you feel all of you are wrapped in this light, and it feels like sheer success and happiness, and you're just, you feel like the best you've ever felt. Literally. You all level up.
Yay! Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
I'm trying to still figure it out, damn it!
Would you like to cheat off of me?
No.
I could erase everything first if you want.
No. Give me yours.
This is the give me?
Key. Yes, I want... They got it right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me that. Rude.
Alright. So, everyone levels up.
Ding!
Fries are done.
Yes, but to what level?
What level are you now?
Does it matter?
He has 9 character levels.
9 character levels becomes you would have 10 character levels now. Correct? That's one level up. You level one time. I had you always 9 level characters, so 10th level would be correct, right?
Yes, and now I have Divine Intervention.
Yep, 10% chance.
Yep.
Roll them bones.
Stupid. I'm so stupid.
You asked for a puzzle.
I know you. I asked for a puzzle, but man, oh man, do I feel stupid.
But yeah, so the final thing was stay the course, young heroes, and together you can save the world. Failure to do so could lead to disaster. Never forget, you are more than you know. And all of you feel like when you go to sleep tonight, you're gonna have something. You're going to be reminded of something, or shown something you didn't know before. Someone remind me to do that.
Hey, what's true right now?
You're not going to sleep.
Just fucking pee. Okay. Right, hang on.
Let me get my notebook out.
Did you enjoy the puzzle, everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as hard as anticipated.
Eventually.
I mean, I what I could have done is taken one of the letters away, and it makes it a lot harder. But then again, with how long I made it?
Mm-hmm.
How about this? There were enough things that we could have put together to got most of it.
Yeah. Like the do or so.
There's only so many.
Listen.
So I think I've taken up to 3d6 taking that.
And you Natalie was the handicap for the puzzle.
You came
as I was just like, I don't understand.
The problem with it is once you fall behind, because there were a couple of them that I didn't have filled in properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at it and go, wait a minute, I know that one.
Why do you keep giving it to me?
Because leave it there. There we go.
So we took
I filled in the boxes.
I took the only damage.
You took 5 total damage. Yeah.
And we're going to the next fight with that 5 total damage.
Oh, thank God.
Or next event.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul. I would have had it set so that you only have a certain number of failures. Because I could always heal.
I had in my head if you got 5 failures, it was going to ratchet up to 76 every time you fail. You're wrong.
Okay, that makes sense.
See, I would have done a quarter of your hit points.
See, I like it when we would say...
I thought about it.
I liked it when I would say when we would say that
or a permanent reduction
RG
until the end of the adventure.
Is A. And so I knew it's the bottom is G and the top is A. And it just, that was what confused me. If they were symbols, I think I would have gotten it better. But because it was all letters, I was getting things confused, and I was just like, I wrote that right.
Yeah, it was set up backwards to the way I usually do it too. But it took me a moment to.
It might have been better if we had numbers on the bottom and then letters on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, it worked out.
Good job.
Yeah, but there's only 10 numbers I could have used.
26.
Oh yeah.
All the way to 20.
Yeah, that
you have double digits.
The single. This is. That was a better way to do it. The numbers would have been too confusing.
Right. I get more spells now. And I get back up again.
Okay. Well.
All right. I think after that, let's let everyone level up and handle everything they need to. I think we're going to call it here, everybody. If you're enjoying the podcast, we'd appreciate if you leave a review wherever you listen to us, especially on iTunes. If you have an Apple device, give it a go. We appreciate you all listening, and have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Everybody
dumb.
Stay safe.